On the way to the park again.
Isn't it wonderful? They can go outside every day in California.
What are you doing?
Writing in my trip diary. Let's see now. Friday, we went to Farmer's Market. Saw Robert Taylor squeezing oranges.
Yeah, some oranges have all the luck.
Wait till the girls back home see the orange I have that Robert Taylor touched.
And you got his autograph to prove it.
Yeah, wasn't he cute when he said he'd never signed an orange before?
Too bad you didn't get him to autograph something more permanent. You'll have to throw that orange away eventually.
Never! That orange and I are going to grow old and wrinkled together.
How many movie stars does that make we've seen?
Well, let's see now. I got them all right back here. 84. 99! Ooh. We just need one more to make 100.
Oh, hi, Apple.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Lucy. Listen to this item in Sheila Grimm's column. A well-known star has been ordered by the doctor to get away from it all and has taken a room at one of our local hotels. I wouldn't give away the secret hiding place, but the hotel's first name is Beverly.
Beverly? I'll bet that movie star's hiding right here at the Beverly Palms.
Or the Beverly Hills Hotel, or the Beverly Wilshire Hotel.
Well, our chances are 1 out of 3. Let's see now. Well-known star. I wonder who it is. I just gotta find out.
Why is it such a matter of life and death?
Because we've already found 99 movie stars since we came to Hollywood, and we need one more to make an even 100. Oh, hi, Bobby.
Hi, Miss Ricardo. Oh, Miss Ricardo, I brought up the trade papers. You got a mention today. Variety, page 8, column 3. I circled it.
Thank you.
Well, I'll say that's real service.
Oh, I'm always looking for items about guests here in the hotel.
Oh, say, Bobby, I'll bet you'd know.
What's that?
About that item in Sheila Graham's column. Is some movie star hiding out in this hotel?
I don't know anything about it.
Not much you don't.
No, honest, I haven't the slightest idea who's up in the penthouse.
The penthouse! I was right. Who is it, Bobby?
Who is it?
No, I've said too much already.
Oh, come on. Now, Bobby, all we want to know, is it a man or a woman?
Oh, come on, Bobby, you can trust us. We're your friends.
Yeah. Come on, all we want to know, is it a man or a woman?
Now, the manager's not going to allow us to discuss him.
Then it's a man!
What? Oh, come on, Bobby.
Miss Ricardo,
All right, girls, lay off of him. Why don't you pick on somebody your own size? Yeah!
All we want to know is the name. For heaven's sake, what's wrong with that?
Don't you tell him anything that you're not supposed to.
I won't.
Come on, I'll convoy you to the door.
Hey, Miss Ricardo, if anybody finds out the Cornell Wild is here...
Right here at our hotel.
Oh, well, I can always get a job at the new Beverly Hilton.
Oh, your secret's safe with us.
Yeah, sure.
Goodbye,
Bob. Cornell Wild, right up there in that penthouse.
Boy!
All we have to do now is figure out how to get a look at him.
Whoop, up, 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 up.
What are you whoop, up, upping about?
Now, we're gonna nip this thing in the butt right now. Cornell Wild came here to get away from people, remember?
I don't want to bother him. All I want to do is see him.
Oh, well, that I can arrange.
You can?
Sure.
Oh, you know him from the studio. Will you really arrange so I can see him?
Sure. Tonight we'll go see his new picture, The Big Combo. Got wonderful reviews.
Oh, you know what I mean. I want to see him up close.
All right. We'll sit in the front row.
Oh, Ricky, now you can't do this to me. One of the biggest movie stars in Hollywood is right over my head, under my nose.
Now look, you see, I've got a message for you.
Well, slip it under the door. I'll read it later.
I'm telling you, I want you to forget that he's up there.
Forget it? But, Ricky, why should... But... Yeah, but... Hi. What are you doing?
Trying to hear Cornell Wild up there.
Oh, any luck? No. If he's walking around, he's wearing bunny fur scuffies.
I got another idea cooking, though.
I'll bet you have.
I told Bobby to bring some ice water up here. When he gets up here,
Lucy.
I'm going to ask him if he could possibly
Lucy.
Tell me just when he goes
Lucille.
In and out.
Lucille!
What?
I hate to point this out, but Ricky told you to just forget that Cornell Wilde is up there.
Well, for once in my life, I'm not going to do what Ricky tells me.
For once in your life. You never do what he tells you.
So why spoil a perfect record?
Oh, I can't keep up with you.
Here's your ice water.
Won't you bring it in, Bobby? Would you set it on the coffee table, please? Bobby.
Miss Ricardo, I'm pretty busy.
Bobby, I just want to ask a little favor of you.
The answer is no.
Bobby, all I want to know is when he goes in or out so I can take a little peek at him.
He doesn't come in, he doesn't go out, he just stays there.
Oh.
Look, please let me go. I got to take this up to you-know-who right now.
Why don't you give up, Lucy?
Because I just got to see him.
Well, I'm sorry, Mrs. Ricardo, but the only person who's allowed in to see him is me. Now, he came here for a rest. And the manager says if there are any calls from that I am the...
Oh, no, not that.
Let me borrow your outfit, Bobby.
Absolutely not.
Bobby, all I want to do is take the paper up, rap on the door. When he opens the door, I'll hand him the paper, and I'll take a little look, and I'll slam the door, and he'll never know the difference.
That's absolutely impossible.
Bobby, I'd hate to have to tell the manager that you were the one who blabbed all over town that Cornell Wilde was going to.
You wouldn't.
Oh, wouldn't I? Bobby told everybody that Cornell Wilde was going to be out. Cornell Wilde!
Please!
Got it.
How can anybody look so pretty on the outside and be so sneaky on the inside?
Isn't it awful? It's like smelling a rose getting stung by a bee.
Bobby, let me borrow your outfit.
No, ma'am.
Bobby.
No, Miss Ricardo.
Bobby.
Miss Ricardo.
Bobby.
But please! Bobby.
Quick on the draw, or else one shot there ain't no more.
Come on in, the door's open.
Bellboy.
Come in.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you got the paper?
Yes, sir.
Oh, good, Riddle. Bring it in. I want to have something to read in the background. Come on, Bob. Let's have it. Hey, what's the matter with you? I can't reach it from the bathtub. Bring it in.
Ms. Ricardo?
Yeah, Bobby?
Oh, here's your broom.
Oh, thanks. I need it for an extension. This thing doesn't reach far enough for me to see him. Hey.
Ms. Ricardo?
Huh?
Could I ask you something?
Sure.
Why do you hate me?
I don't hate you.
Then why are you trying to get me fired? Mr. Wilde doesn't like his newspaper wet.
I am not trying to get you fired, Bobby. It's just that I want to see him.
Well, just keep me out of it.
Whose lunch is that?
Nobody's.
Bobby.
Honestly, it's a practice meal. I'm going to eat it myself.
Come on in.
Now, Mr. Wilde, I brought up your lunch in a fresh newspaper.
Oh, that's good. This one's so wet you can read one page right through the other.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry about that.
For a minute, I thought President Eisenhower was playing golf with Little Orphan Annie.
Where would you like the table set, sir?
Oh, I guess over here's fine.
All right. Here we are. Anything else, sir?
Oh, no, thank you. I'll just sign that note.
Yes, sir.
I'll put your tip on there, too, Bobby.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you. With your lunch?
Yep, all set, thank you.
Okay.
What's the matter, Bobby?
Well, sometimes the wheels stick and you sort of get it in the shin. Very close
today. Hey, Bobby.
Yes, sir.
I seem to be all out of ink. Do you know where there's any more around here?
Oh, yeah, there should be some in the desk. Let's see. There you are, sir.
Oh, thank you very much.
Anything else?
No, fine. That's all. Thank you.
Okay, sir. Furniture. I'll fix it, sir. Ow! Well, I made it, too.
Now, what's going on?
Nothing, sir. Nothing. I'm just talking to myself. I do it all the time. My mother worries about me.
Yeah, but I heard two different voices.
Well, there couldn't have been two voices when I'm the only one here. See?
Oh, I get it. Well, I never expected it of you, Bobby.
What?
Trying to audition. Well, I guess everybody wants to get in the show business. Where did you ever learn ventriloquism?
Ventriloquism? Well, I don't know. Oh, ventriloquism! Yeah, well, I don't do it very well.
Oh, what I heard sounded darn good. Sounded just like a voice coming from under the cart.
Well, that's not too hard.
Come in here.
No, I'd rather not.
Oh, come on, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, Bobby. Do it again.
Bobby, that's absolutely marvelous. I didn't even see your lips move.
Well, it takes practice. Yeah, I've got to go now.
Oh, no, don't go. Do some more.
No, don't go, Bobby. Do some more.
I saw your lips move that time.
Well, I've really got to go now.
That's fantastic. You're the best ventriloquist I've ever seen.
Thank you. Good Lord. Could I have a sip of your water?
Oh, sure. Go ahead. Well,
absolutely wonderful. Bobby, I'm going to make a note and call my agent and tell him about you.
Well, I wouldn't want you to get into so much trouble.
It's no trouble at all. I'll be doing him a favor. You're sensational.
Well, if he is interested, he could call me here at the hotel.
Okay, I'll have him call you here.
Oh, okay. Thank you, sir.
Not at all. Hey, Bobby.
Yes, sir.
Just do that little voice for me once more, will you?
Okay. We have to go now. Say goodbye.
Bye, we have to go now.
Bobby, it's absolutely incredible. I could have sworn your voice is coming from behind the couch.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. I've got to hand it to you, Bobby. I'm certainly going to tell my agent.
Yeah, well, thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Wonderful. I won't forget to tell him, Bobby.
No, I thank you. I know. Well, goodbye.
Bye.
Locked out on the balcony?
Shh, be quiet. I'll explain later. Is Ricky there?
No.
Good, I want you to help me down.
Help you down?
Yeah, I figured a way to lower myself over the side, and I want you to pull me in when I go by.
It's a long ways down there. You might fall.
Never mind that. Now do as I say. I need some scissors. Put them on the end of that broom.
What broom?
It's over by the coffee table.
Where are the scissors?
In that desk.
You ought to be used to this type thing.
Here they come.
Okay.
Thank you.
I come.
Hiding out.
Sure, I'll have to play some gin.
Okay, I'll come up.
Okay.
Palm trees in California.
Well, bless its little heart.
Yeah, well. Hello?
Hi, honey, this is Ricky.
Oh, hi.
Hey, Ricky.
Just a minute.
You want some cream in your coffee?
No, just black.
Thanks. Right.
Listen, honey, I'm up in Cornell Wilde's apartment.
You what?
I'm up in Cornell Wilde's apartment, and I want you to come up and meet him.
Are you sure this is Ricky?
Yes, honey. You see, you were so nice about not bothering him that I want to give you a reward.
Oh.
Now, you see how well things work out when you do what I tell you?
Yes, sir.
Well, you want to come up?
Oh, yes. Yes, sir. I'll be right up as soon as I powder my nose. Bye.
What happened?
Ricky's upstairs with Cornell Wilde and he wants me to come up.
At last you're going to get to meet him face to face.
Finally. You want to come with me?
Can I?
Sure. Hey, help me get depalmed, will you?
Okay.
I look all right?
Oh, you look wonderful.
Hey, what took you so long?
Oh, well, I had to change my clothes, but I'm ready now. Come on.
It's too late now. He's gone.
Gone? Yeah. Where?
He moved to another hotel.
Why?
I don't know. I guess the news of him being here leaked out. We just found evidence of a prowler in his balcony.
Next week, I Love Lucy will be brought to you by Lilt Home Permanents. The bellboy was played by Bobby Jellison, and Cornell Wilde portrayed himself. Is a Desi Lou production. Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at this same time.